There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Vitamins galore. Listen to her.
Yeah. Listen to me.
Wow.
That's
tons of vitamins.
Yeah. Rach McFadden has vitamins galore.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's taking the super beats. That's what you need.
Love
you
my
need
super, to beats.
Get super beats. All right.
I have super beats.
Have you? Well,
you
better
you gave
take
them to me.
I know I did. I give you lots of things, and some of them you take advantage of, some of them you don't.
I don't know what that means. You're right.
Hi, there's Kenny Kessler, who's got a super brain.
Why, thank you.
Yes, and then there's Molly Page, who can't play golf. That's the problem that you
have. That's true.
All right, so let's get to what's going on here. Baltimore Mayor Susie, what's his?
Stephanie.
Stephanie, right. What a model. She was going to run for the senatorial job, Richie, being vacated by Ms. Mikulski.
Yeah.
Until this. She got about as much chance of being elected.
Yeah, you know, did not look good.
I liked her.
Did you?
Up until she
to know her.
Had a couple of faux pas.
Isn't that, what is the old song, to know?
Once I got to know her, then I didn't like her
right,
very much.
Right, yeah, exactly.
And I understand. She misspoke.
Not even the misspeaking, though. It's the fact that she, I don't know, I thought anyway, she imposed a curfew for the rest of the week, not the night that was in trouble. She told police officers to stand down, and then when there were kids that were involved in this, she canceled school. Shouldn't she have kept school going to keep the kids going somewhere?
Uh-huh. Good judgment. It's easy to criticize, but in this, it's tough. These are tough jobs.
It's armchair quarterbacking.
Well, the argument here was to keep the kids in school so that they would know where they were, because at least the police know, okay, we have 800 kids at this school. They're not out on the streets.
Right.
That's what they were trying to argue for here. But, she totally mismanaged this. This is...
Yeah, made a mess of it.
Yeah.
Now, there are those who are sexist, not among our group, but there are those who say, women, they shouldn't be mayor. Women, they shouldn't be governor. Women, they shouldn't be president. Wow. And so we have that element. No, there's no difference. There are really good, well-qualified people for all these jobs.
All the people.
Right. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I think the woman of the moment, and there's sort of a lot of grandstanding going on around Toya Graham and how she slapped her son around. But, Richie, when I heard her speak, I remembered... It was the basketball player whose mother... Don't you talk about my son this way.
Remember? Oh, yeah.
Who was that?
Allen Iverson's mother.
Right. Yeah. All right. So let's first visit Toya Graham as she's interviewed. And then maybe you can compare her to the mother we were talking about. Here's Toya Graham talking about how she smacked her son around, or why, basically, she was concerned.
I was angry, I was shocked, because you never want to see your child out there doing that. There's some days that I'll shield him in the house just so he won't go outside. And I know I can't do that for the rest of my life. He's 16 years old. You know, he's into the street. He said, when I seen you, my instinct was to run. You know, I'm a no-tolerant mother. Everybody that knows me know I don't play that. You know what I mean? He knew he was in trouble. You know, you can make that phone call, get home right now. But they, at the end of the day, they're going to make their own decision. We just, as parents, we just have to follow through to make sure that's where they're supposed to be at.
All right, so where's that? What is the woman's name, the mother of that basketball player?
When Allen Iverson was in all that trouble, and she went out, his mother went out and got in the reporter's face.
Get out of my face with that crazy stuff.
That's only hearsay.
Where you get that from?
That's hearsay.
Somebody told it to
you?
Did Tawana tell you that? Don't ask me nothing. Did Tawana tell you that?
This is beautiful.
No.
Oh, my God.
I love this woman, toy woman, the mother. Yeah.
Did you hear, though? Here's the problem. I mean, gosh, we talk about leadership with the mayor. Leadership with this community is, where is the dad? I mean, that's what's going on with these boys. There's no dad.
She's got six
children.
This
poor woman has
got
six kids.
Right.
I know. She's trying to do the best she can, and good for her.
Right.
But holy moly.
Imagine yourself in that position. Jennifer, Molly, you're the only two here among us that could be in that position. Imagine you're the mother of six children. You have a job. They're teenagers. There's no other support around. Maybe there's a grandparent or two here and there. And in our society today, you know, we can talk about the good old days. I pretty much raised myself and so did my two sisters. We didn't have all of the stuff around us that children have today to distract them. So, I mean, if I had, I don't know what would have happened to me if I hadn't found the farm, but you know, you think about some of the other things that are part. What would some children have done if they hadn't found fill in the blank? Sports, maybe, or some kind of hobby. The children today have too much time on their hands
and access.
Yeah, access to too much.
Huge.
Too much. So, as a parent, especially as a mother, I guess the question is, what's a mother to do?
Mm-hmm.
And
you know what?
I think you have to question yourself when you realize, and I don't know this lady's situation, but, I mean, she's doing a great job. But
there are some people, Jennifer, who now are after her. Kenny,
no.
You've got things that you saw on social media attacking her for cruel and unusual punishment abuse of the children.
For running after him and hitting him in the head.
Whack him in the head, right.
But you do have to call into question
listen
judgment.
To us.
Like
we're praising her.
No, well, everybody's perpetuating this idea that, you know, kids can kind of raise themselves, and they don't. And you see this, especially in the inner cities where the dads aren't present. And so I think you question her and say, why did you continue to have kids with these people if you thought they weren't going to
but
be
you
around
know what?
For you?
And I agree. I totally agree. We have a society that perpetuates broken families, especially in the inner city. But most people give up. This woman, at least,
she's trying.
Didn't give up. And holds her kids responsible.
Yeah.
And you don't beat her up for that. At least
she gets points for that.
She didn't wait for anybody else to act. She didn't want the mayor to take care of her kids,
the police
anybody else. She walked out there, grabbed him by the scruff of the neck, shook him, and took him home.
And we also really don't know her situation, if there are multiple dads, if she was never married, or if she had a husband who was killed or died.
Yeah, and
we don't know.
Who knows? Yeah, exactly.
Well, the bigger issue there is our society perpetuates this kind of
stuff. I'm using her as an example.
People are really criticizing the mayor of Baltimore because she's a woman. They're saying women shouldn't be mayors. Okay, I just love this example. Rob Ford.
The what?
We should never Toronto Mayor Rob Ford.
Right.
Should we just never have another male mayor anywhere because of him?
Let's go one step further with this, if we may. Although I should take a commercial break here, Richie.
Absolutely, you should.
I want to spend a minute talking about an email that I got yesterday. A fellow named Mark Harms, who listens to this program and sends us messages from time to time. He sent me a very provocative, conversational, 2-3 paragraphs here. This takes a lot of time and thought for people to be this invested in, A, listening to the program, B, wanting to be expressive. And you can do it this way if you want. Email facebook.com/goodday, Twitter @goodday, email to Doug or Ken or Rich or Molly or Jennifer at DougStefan.com. com, or you can dial 888-302-DOUG. He said, I thought I would chime in on the females in the Ranger School. Remember yesterday, some of you may or may not have heard the story. I'll give you a quick thumbnail sketch, or Molly can. This is an issue that comes up now, and as women become more involved in the various military organizations, there is now an allowance of trying to put women through the Army Ranger School, which is tough, tough, tough.
So even if they pass, they won't go into combat.
No. Yes. There are, this fellow writes, there are definite and well-researched women physical differences between men and women. This is a bad idea. Women's bones are less dense, which makes them particularly susceptible to bone injuries, such as stress fractures, which you see a lot in soldiers carrying heavy loads. Also, their aerobic capacity is lower, and they reach that limit faster than men. This is why these sorts of situations, in them, they will become exhausted faster than men. These are just two examples. I am a former soldier with experience with women in combat situations, and I was also fortunate to be involved with the testing done by 2nd Brigade, 1st Armored Division, participating in testing of females to develop standards to allow them into combat roles. Well, he goes on. The larger point here is that this is a stereotype. Women are blank. Men are blank. Boys are blank.
Well,
girls are blank.
Yeah, sure. I mean, there's physical differences.
No, I challenge that because there are not, with some women, there are plenty of women who are stronger than men in many different ways.
Especially in culture right now.
Yeah, sure.
But you have to acknowledge that by nature there are differences between men and women. That's
well, I'm
the
not,
truth.
No, I'm not saying there aren't differences. I'm saying to generalize and say that all women can't do this and all men can is nonsense. Go to the gym and look at the way some women are building themselves up and look at some men who are trying to get there, and there, then you see that it doesn't, no, it doesn't, the generalizations don't work.
Hey, but good job on taking this commercial break. Thank you.
Well, I'm going to do it right now, Richie. Thank you.
Okay.
Would you wait several days for your shower to get hot? Would you wait several days to feel the full effect of relief from your nasal congestion? FloNase Allergy Relief Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait several days to feel the full effect? You can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 40% off large banners, posters, and lawn signs.
Offer valid on all large banners, posters, and lawn signs in store and online at 6/27/15. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer. See store, staples.com/signs for details.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and home loss number 3030.
Mother's Day is next week, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing special. 100 stunning blooms for mom, plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 100 colorful blooms for mom sent fresh from the field and guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days for only $19.99 and will include a free glass vase. Pro Flowers has all you need for Mother's Day. But hurry, time is running out. Mother's Day is next week, and this incredible special expires this Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 400. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 400.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
You know what I mean? Hey. Hi. One hit wonder time on Good Day. Who's this?
Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, Richie.
Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
You know what I mean?
I know. I got you.
You know what I mean. I just
saw her. You saw her yesterday.
I did.
Yeah.
She looked really good. You know what I mean.
She was with my best friend, I think. I'm not mistaken. I haven't heard this song for a long time.
You know what I mean?
Who is it that's singing this for all the marbles today? Here's the story. Her and Bobby. Terrible English. Should be. Her was stepping out. No, she was stepping out. You know what I mean?
Stepping out, Dougie.
Stepping out.
Now we know why you were never a rock star.
Really? How do you know I was never a rock star?
I can see you sitting there.
You'd be like, oh, spell check. No.
I can see you sitting there. This line just doesn't work unless I make it grammatically incorrect. And I can't do that.
No.
You know what I mean.
I do this all the time with songs. But I'll have you know that I was a premier rock and roller when I was a disc jockey.
I bet you were.
I was. Hey.
Grammatically correct.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, how are you all doing this morning? It is specifically 24 past the hour right now, and the weather
actually,
will be wonderful today.
It's 25 after the hour on the Good Day program. His real name is Michael Olson. He sings and accompanies himself on the organ, the piano, and the guitar here.
How lonely.
In this, why'd you stop the song?
I didn't.
He had to switch.
You know who this artist is? 888-302-3684. We'll send you a CD with a bunch of one-hit wonders on it if you correctly identify this gentleman. See how we're doing here. Let's see, what else can I tell you? He began his musical career with the Sentinels, which was a San Luis Obispo surf band. His primary instrument was the Hammond organ, which was not a popular instrument in rock bands at the time. He became a session musician in San Francisco, played on Jimi Hendrix sessions, Richie.
Very cool.
And then he signed with AM Records in 1967. His fifth album contained this song, Do You Know What I Mean? Number one during this week in 1971. Bum, bum. I just saw it. Yesterday. So let's see here. Do You Know What I Mean? In this song, he used a pipe organ instead of a Hammond organ. Wrote the song one morning at 5 o'clock when he claims the lyrics are totally meaningless in this song.
I love
so
that.
So even he doesn't know what he means.
No, he doesn't know what he means. Considered one of the great rock singles from the early 70s. Do You Know What I Mean? This guy completely disappeared from the music scene. Never had another top single hit. That doesn't mean we can't start this over again, Richie. Come on. Here we go. What is this gentleman's pseudonym? His nom de plume. His stage name. Michael Olson, a.k.a. You fill in the blank. This is fun song. You know what I mean? Let's see what we can stir up here on the phone. Let's talk to Ken, who's in New Haven first. Hi, Ken. Welcome to Good Day. Is it Delbert McLennan? How come we're having a hard time hearing him, Richie? I did hear him say that. It is not Delbert McLennan.
That is awesome.
That's not a bad guess,
though.
Yeah, that's a good guess from that era.
Very good.
Dennis in Lake City. Hi.
Hi, how you guys doing? I believe it's Lee Michaels.
Lee Michaels was his nom de plume. Michael Olson, his real name. So what do you remember about Your Life when this song was a big hit there, Dennis?
That was in my mid-years of high school.
Yeah. Did you have a
some
good time?
Some of those years are a blur.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
But I want to know, Dennis, did you have civics when you were in high school?
Oh, yes, I did. We had to learn about American history and all that good stuff.
Right. All right. So do your children know about it now?
Yes, they do because of her, because of my wife and I.
Yeah.
Because they just don't teach it today.
No, they don't. Doing a good job as a dad. We're sending you a CD with all these one-hit wonders on them. Thank you, sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, while many of us may object to our pet's bad breath, we should pay attention to what it may be telling us. Bad breath is most commonly an indication that your dog is in need of a dental checkup. Potential plaque caused by bacteria results in a foul smell that requires professional treatment. While bad breath caused by dental disease might not be too serious if caught early enough, some odors may be indicative of fairly serious chronic problems. Liver or intestinal disease may cause foul breath, whereas a sweet fruity smell may be indicative of diabetes. If your dog's breath smells like ammonia or urine, kidney disease is a possibility. Anytime you notice your pet has bad breath, accompanied perhaps by other signs of ill health, such as loss of appetite, vomiting, weight loss, depression, excessive drinking or urinating, please schedule a visit to the veterinarian. Very often when these problems are detected early, they can be resolved by good veterinary care. So smell your pet's breath. If it doesn't smell right, call your vet. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on, please, before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
Get things done with power, comfort, and speed in a Kubota RTV utility vehicle. Now you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during our More Power to You sales event. Zero down, 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation, USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey Guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey Guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey Guy.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
When it comes to what's going on in the world, this is how we move. We being Jennifer Horn, Molly Page, Ken Kessler, Rich McFadden. Where are you going, McFadden? You going
to New Orleans. Jazz Fest.
Tomorrow?
Jazz Fest time.
Tomorrow.
All right. So you better take care of my stuff in Jamaica today before you leave.
Thank you for reminding me about that. Yeah,
come
let's hook you up.
Yeah, please.
Here.
Yeah. The Doug Good Day program.
To Jamaica, man.
Yeah, I'm on. Okay, so this story about the Boko Haram, which most people confuse or they chuckle, oh, just like Procol, or you mean just like Procol Harum, Boko Haram?
Yeah, not in any way.
No, this is a dangerous bunch of murdering, cutthroat thieves who are stealing people's lives by the hundreds every day. But to turn it around, there were a number of younger women, girls who were rescued yesterday by the Nigerian military. What's the story with that, Molly?
Yeah, the Nigerian army says it's rescued 200 girls, 93 women from a Boko Haram camp, at least three major terror camps they said they destroyed. And it was initially thought that the missing Chibok schoolgirls, whom Boko Haram abducted back in April of 2014, you may remember the Bring Back Our Girls campaign that we don't hear about anymore. Well, they thought some of these girls were those girls. They're not. Completely different 200 group of girls that Boko Haram had kidnapped. So those girls that Bring Back Our Girls, those school girls still missing. But at least they got these 293 women. And this is what Boko Haram does. They go into villages and camps and schools. They don't believe girls should be in school. Mm. And so they kidnap them, boys too, and they're never heard from again.
I've heard that they have married them, or they kill them, or in some cases, and now you've seen ISIS releasing videos about this, they start training these girls, which is creepy.
Mm. Yeah.
Well, the whole thing is creepy, and not, it's so awry from what our norm is, from what our values are, from what our mores and standards are. It's hard to, it just, what is that line? It does not equate, or it doesn't, what's that line from the movie? It doesn't compute. It doesn't. In our brain, this kind of stuff just doesn't compute, that there are human beings who are of the same species as we are, who will do what Boko Haram does, what the ISIS people do. It just seems so subhuman, hard for us to imagine. But yet there are things that are, you know, just, we don't always think. We think everybody ought to think like we do, and they just don't. And not all of us think the same way. To wit, yesterday a lot of conversation about the same-sex marriage issue before the Supreme Court, and whether Justice Kennedy tipped his hand or he didn't, and what his vote could do, and which way is it going to go. One of the things that hasn't been discussed from yesterday is the question put in front of the Supreme Court about the Oklahoma death row inmates who have petitioned the Supreme Court to outlaw a sedative used in the lethal injections that they say fails to prevent a painful death. So along with the same-sex ruling, this one will come in June, and it could force some of the states in our country to either find new execution drugs or change the way they kill prisoners. Firing squad! Hang them high.
That's what I say. Fire
feed
them
to the lions.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Feed them to the lions.
I don't know about that. Well, Is anybody on death row?
Where?
Oh, yeah. Put them up in front of a firing squad.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
Well, it doesn't
100%.
Hurt. I mean, how does that
hurt?
Because
it hurts.
How do we know that nobody's come back to tell us whether it hurts?
No. They can't get the lethal injection, though. I mean, they can't get it right. It takes an hour and a half to get to, you know, if that. It takes a whole day. It takes 8 hours.
To do what?
Crazy.
To kill somebody with a lethal injection. With the firing squad, you walk out. I would say it's more humane. You walk out and whammo.
I'm anti death row anyway. I think it's a waste of money.
Well, I'm anti it most of the time, but once in a while, it's just vengeance. It has nothing to do with deterrence. It's just vengeance. If you kill somebody because they did some heinous thing, it's because some society believes that they ought to get it that.
Like Tsarnaev. That guy should sit in jail and have to withstand every single day of abuse, whether it's a week or 20 years.
Yeah.
He will get abused to no worse than death in that prison in Massachusetts. So let him have it.
It costs everybody more money to put somebody to death.
Yes, it does.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
That's what Jennifer's saying.
Yeah.
A bullet costs a buck.
It takes 10 cents.
But it's getting to the bullet. It takes 20 years sometimes to get through the appeals.
The legal system.
Nine out of ten costs $1 million or more.
And now with the new information about hair follicles and the evidence that has been used to put some people to death, it turns out was false. It's hard to say. Certainly in the Tsarnaev case, we know he's guilty, but there are some people who were put to death that we don't know whether they were.
But there are also some that should just go. I know. I mean, here's, and Molly, I don't think you know my story. I've told the boys here, but my one of my very good friends in life, her grandparents were killed by the night stalker, Richard Ramirez. And Richard Ramirez raped her grandmother before he killed her and gouged both of their eyeballs out and ate them. And it's not pretty, and they know that he did it. He admitted to it, and he sat on death row. Now, he died of natural causes, but I had always taken the position that you did. We really shouldn't kill these guys. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make us any better.
Well, not out of
sympathy. But after talking to her, she said that this would give her and her family closure because she would have been a part, had he made it that long, to see him put to death. And she said for her, it's closure. And so I would honor the victims of people like
like Richard Ramirez by keeping the death penalty in place, even if it is more expensive, or even though it shouldn't be. I mean, a bullet's a few dollars. Go out there and take it. Take
all right,
care
can we have an editorial discussion here?
Please.
We were off the air discussing your story, and I said, you know what? I don't want to do that. And I forget even what it was after that eyeball.
The tuna story.
The tuna story. All right. So if we did the eyeball thing, the guy who got cooked in the tuna can, I mean, what's the difference?
Sometimes you have to give all the facts. I don't want to be gross, but sometimes you have to give all the facts to realize the severity of people's issues. When you just hear, we're so desensitized to the word killing now, it doesn't mean anything to people anymore. You actually have to tell the people how they died.
You know, for the first time in a long time, that upset my, just hearing that upset. No, that's okay, kid.
They weren't real happy about it either.
No. Thinking about what appeals or doesn't appeal to my sensitivities or to other people. And I will tell you what went right to my head. This is as graphic as you can get. Remember a year ago,
Charlotte got run
over in the barnyard, and she lost her eyeballs. And I'm looking at her eyballs, and that's all I could think of when you just said what you did.
Sorry,
about the eye.
I need to bring up bad memories.
But as long as you were telling a story, the tuna fish guy, what happened to
this guy?
The tuna fish guy.
Looking off by the thousands right now.
Well, the tuna fish story is quite unbelievable. Was it Bumblebee, Molly, or was it no?
Yeah,
ask Annie Murphy. What's the best tuna chicken of the sea? If it's got a guy in it.
Yeah, this is actually a local story for me. It's been all over the place.
It's got a guy in it.
It's got a guy in it. They're actually at the Bumblebee Tuna Plant. Some guy, poor Joe.
Everything about this is so wrong.
Went in to clean the oven, which, first of all, that's a job you probably don't want, kiddies. I'm going
to clean the tuna fish oven?
You don't want to clean the tuna fish oven. I mean, I see this poor guy rolling in there with his little yellow mop, you know, whistling as he goes. Well, then some other employees said, well, must be, where's Joe? Oh, Joe's cleaning. Must be time to cook some tuna fish. So they shoveled in 12,500 pounds of tuna fish on top of Joe.
This is going to get graphic.
Then turned on the oven.
The eyeballs.
Let's just say Joe never made it out, and now these two people have been arrested for recklessness.
Did they do it on purpose?
That's what Molly and I were talking about. Maybe they did. I mean, you can't say that they did. We don't know what was in their head, but it sure seems weird. Don't you think that's the first thing you check? Hey, anybody in there?
Right.
When I'm cooking pies in the oven, I always look in the oven to make sure there's nobody in there.
This is a giant,
it's like a giant walk-in oven.
It goes to 250 degrees.
The story says, here it is. I'm reading it on the Telegraph in the UK, okay? That's how big this story got. Staff began searching for Mr. Molina after realizing he was missing, but his car was still in the car park.
Whoa!
According to the investigation.
How do you call his family?
Sorry, we cooked your dad in
Here's
the tuna
his remains
fish oven.
To make sense of a case of tuna fish.
Free tuna for life.
The employees had to wait 30 minutes for the oven to cool down before searching for him inside.
Oh my God. Jennifer. I didn't laugh. This is horrible.
No, but just the way. Okay, so it was much better. That actually ended out better than the eyeball story. Okay, let's finish this off with a Super Beat commercial.
Why would you do that? There's nobody listening right now.
There have been no Joes heard
in the production of Super Beat.
Nobody left. They wanted to hear every single word in that story, Richie. It. Super Beats.
They're delicious.
Okay, wait a minute. We got a choice.
Not a chance anybody's listening.
Wait a minute.
To this.
Hold on a second.
Bumblebee Tuna really did dump those 12,000 pounds of tuna, right?
Yeah, I hope so. Anyway, they fed them to some other fish, and the fish will produce more fish. Okay, here's the ladies' choice. Jennifer and Molly, do we do a Super Beats commercial or a Squatty Potty commercial?
Squatty Potty.
Oh, yeah, Squatty Potty.
Squatty Potty.
It goes with the tuna commercial.
It's
with the
already
eyeballs.
Going downhill. Yeah.
Right.
Squatty Potty. How many of you have heard Larry King talk about Squatty Potty? We've been doing it this week. This is a new product, actually. It's pretty intriguing.
Hi, this is Larry King, and I endorse Doug Steffen to endorse the Squatty Potty. Doug and I have gone to the bathroom many times together.
No, actually only once.
And we could really use the Squatty Potty when chatting over the cubicles.
Yes, that's true. All right, so putting Larry aside, although he probably... We could all use these, frankly. Mother's Day is coming up a week from Sunday, and this is a gift that helps... When you really focus on it, I mean, it's a little bit
You may want to do flowers along with the squatty pie,
right,
though.
That's a great idea.
Put them inside the squatty pie.
Very good idea.
There you go.
Right.
Chocolates.
So anybody.
Eat the chocolates while on the squatty potty.
Almond Roca.
I think we've lost. Yeah, I think you're right, Ken. I think we've pretty much accomplished.
All kidding aside, this thing actually makes sense. If you look at it scientifically, and I like Jennifer's words, ergonomically,
it's an ergonomical vehicle.
Can you spell that, Rich?
Rear end.
Ergonomical.
E-R-G-O-N-O-M-I-C-A-L-L-Y.
Yes, Molly.
It lifts your knees up and makes it more comfortable to go.
This is the natural way to go. Natural way to eliminate. The squatty potty is engineered so that your body can mirror the angle and efficiency of natural squatting while allowing for you to use...
That answers the age-old question. Does a bear in the woods?
That's right. But if you order right now, you also get a helmet with your squatty potty.
All right. So,
no, this is good, though, because, you know, think about the... Sometimes people...
You
going to
get one
painful.
For your mother?
It's the kind of thing...
You know what? Actually, I was thinking about it. She'd probably like it.
It is the kind of thing that you never admit that you would buy.
No,
or that
but you know
need.
What? It's unique enough and it's thoughtful enough that it is a good Mother's Day present. It really is. And it, because they have become popularized by being on Shark Tank, they did well there. Squatty Potty exists as a result of a son's love and devotion for his mother. So Mother's Day as it comes, call this number now to order the Squatty Potty. Actually, you don't have to call. Go to the squattypotty.com website and order there, okay? Squattypotty.com. I thought there was a number associated with this, Richie, but apparently there isn't. I know. You can go to Bed Bath & Beyond stores and get a Squatty Potty there. Or Squatty, S-Q-U-A-T-T-Y, potty.com.
Need professional grade and industrial strength? Get a Kubota Z700 zero turn mower now with financing as low as 0% APR for up to 4 years during Kubota's More Power to You sales event. Zero down 0% APR financing for terms up to 48 months on select equipment now through June 30th, 2015. Not available for rental, national accounts, governmental customers, or with some customer instant rebate offers. Financing through Kubota Credit Corporation USA, subject to credit approval. Other exceptions may apply. For more information, call toll free 1-888-465-8268. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
For 20 years, you've counted on Lumber Liquidators for the quality flooring you want at the low price you deserve. So we've lowered our already low prices on some of our best hardwood floors. Why pay over $3 for laminated big box stores? We've got solid pre-finished hardwood from just 99 cents. And gorgeous premium quality Bellawood pre-finished hardwood and bamboo for an incredible $249. More deals from 49 cents and 24 month special financing. For beautiful, safe, and high quality hardwood floors for less, see the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report is brought to you by EcoTools, a leader in eco-conscious beauty accessories. Small changes to go green amount to a big difference in the world. This Earth Month, EcoTools has joined with Sophia Bush and Global Green USA to launch the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign. For each makeup brush sold in the new EcoTools Complexion Collection, $1 will be donated to Global Green USA, up to $100,000. Sophia Bush, actress and advocate.
Creating change starts with being aware of our individual actions. I'm so excited to be working with EcoTools and Global Green to inspire others to take little steps to help the environment. By switching out a product we use daily for an eco-conscious option, we can actually make a huge collective impact.
EcoTools products not only perform gorgeously, but are made using renewable, recycled, and cruelty-free materials. Follow Sophia Bush and EcoTools on social media for tips on how to live and give beautifully. And share your own tips by using hashtag EcoInspire. For more information on the Live Beautifully, Give Beautifully campaign, visit EcoTools.com.
Ken Gen, as the television report, all the new summer reality shows are being announced. In fact, I noticed also that, Under the Dome is being hyped now.
Yeah, Under the Dome will be back at CBS. That's a good summer show for them, actually. I think this is the third summer in a row it's coming back. My favorite is Rookie Blue on ABC.
That's a good show. That's a good show.
Actually get excited. You know, towards the end of this season, you start to go, oh, Gotham's coming to an end. Oh, Once Upon a Time in Nashville. Oh, it's all coming to an end. But then you think, Rookie Blue's coming.
Are you watching American Odyssey yet?
No, I am not.
By the way, what's going on? Wasn't there something big that happened on Dancing with the Stars this week?
Yeah, like the
good anniversary.
The girl, the 10th anniversary show. But spoiler alert: if you haven't watched it, turn down your radio. Willow Shields, who was the youngest performer ever on Dancing with the Stars, and who had gotten like tens, she was doing so well, got sent home.
Wow,
that was a big one. I know everybody was very up in arms about that. Reality shows this summer. NBC is going to continue their work with Bear Grylls, who has the best name ever, and has ordered 6 episodes of The Island.
Does he cook tuna fish on his grill?
I don't know. He probably does. Mm. It's a survival show that puts 14 men, no women, Dougie, on a deserted island with limited tools, no amenities, and here's the twist, no eliminations, no winners or prizes. It's Survivor, but no competition. It's 14 guys on an island trying to make it to the next day, and that starts Monday, May 25th on NBC. Sounds like this could be a good place for Molly and I to go to meet some men. They're going to be desperate after a few days on the island. Let's just hover in. You want to, Molly? Come on.
I'm in. Yep.
Lots of cash going around on CBS's new series called The Briefcase. This one I'm pretty excited about. It's a series that explores greed and generosity by handing a financially struggling family a briefcase filled with $101,000, and they're shown an equally impoverished family, and they have about 72 hours to decide how to share the money together.
51 after on Good Day.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
What color are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. Not like anything else. People ask me to describe this program. I just tell them what it's not. And it's not like any other program. It is a program where you get lots of help and advice conversationally. Warren Eckstein is a great example of that. He's the host of the Weekend Pet Show, heard around the country on hundreds of radio stations. He is a man on a mission. He wants you to know how to best take care of your dog, how to understand your dog, and how your dog understands you probably better than you understand your dog. Brought to you by the folks that bring you Cedarside. Check out Cedarside.com. Matter of fact, we have a quiz, a pet quiz, 888-302-3684. Here's the number. 888-302 Doug translation. I want you to tell us how many people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute of every day. Is it 30, 40, 50, or 60? On average, in America, this many people are sent to the hospital every day because they are bitten by a dog.
You said every minute of every day. You mean every day, right?
No, I mean every minute of every day.
So how many people every single minute of
every single
day,
minute of every single day
go to the hospital for a dog bite?
According to the stats, correct. Is it 30, 40, 50, or 60? What is the answer to that question? 888-302-3684. You will win for your trouble a Cedarside original biting insect spray sample pack. You have spritzers in it. The spray that is going to take care of your dog or cat, the fleas, ticks, all that kind of stuff the natural way. Matter of fact, Cedarside brings you Warren's report. If you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family and your pet, Cedarside has the non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control. The original 100% organic bug spray from Cedarside is a must-have for your home, your family, for your dog. It is an organic pest solution, kills and repels bed bugs and mosquitoes and fleas and ticks and all that stuff, the mites that bother your dog, your cat, your pet. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, pets, home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to Cedarside.com, use the coupon code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping. Call 800-842-1464 or go to cedarside.com.
She's an iconic teen detective and role model for millions of girls worldwide. And today, Nancy Drew turns 85. To celebrate the milestone, the longest-running Nancy Drew fan-based organization, Nancy Drew Sleuths, kicks off their annual convention in Iowa City this week. Jen Fisher, president of the Nancy Drew Sleuths, explains what makes this character so enduring.
Nancy Drew embodies what it means to be bold, smart, and independent. She's always determined to get to the bottom of things. It's no wonder more than 100 million copies can be found in print around the world in 27 languages, and over 9 million Nancy Drew video games have been sold.
Another part of the celebration? Her Interactive will launch the latest installment of its award-winning Nancy Drew mystery video game series, Nancy Drew Sea of Darkness. To pre-order the game and register for a chance to win a trip for two to Iceland, visit herinteractive.com. That's herinteractive.com.
All right, so Warren, where did Warren go? He is thinking. By the way, the question is how many people are sent to the hospital for dog bites every minute? We'll get the answer in a moment. 888-302-3684. The contentedness, I was thinking about looking at my cows and then remembering how peaceful and easy Charlotte was to be around, or dogs. And I met a dog yesterday. Guy had a mastiff, weighed 140 pounds in the front seat of his car. And he looks a lot like Frankie, my son's dog, because he's a combo mastiff, bulldog, and pit bull. And so I said, what's the story? This dog was the most menacing looking thing I've ever seen. And this guy says, stick your hand in the window.
So I said, okay. Did he like you?
Yeah. The dog was great, slobbered all over everything. But there was that peaceful, easy feeling that I got looking at him, Warren. And I think that's what dogs bring to us, that peaceful, easy feeling, don't they?
There's no doubt about it. You know, dogs really just make us feel calm. They make us feel comfortable. They're just good to be around. I mean, I spend most of my time on all fours around dogs, and that's why I'm the nice guy I am. Hey, listen, here's a number for you. Ready for the number on dog bites?
All right, hold on. Wait a minute. Let's see what Jim's answer is. All right, Jim, how many do you think?
30.
30. What's the number, Warren?
Well, no, the number is 40, but there's 4.5 million dog bites per year.
So it's not per minute, it's per day.
All right, per day. All right, well, I was close. All right, Jim, you get the prize. Good man, thank you. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show here on...
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal service.